Well, we're soon going to be saying Happy New Year. It is a time, as we've been saying, for looking back on what the Lord has been doing in our lives individually, your life as a local church, and also a time for looking forward. In a few minutes' time, not many minutes, we're going to be singing our closing hymn. Time is such a strange thing. Here we are, constrained in time and moving through it. But God, above and beyond all time, the great I am. We are moving through it and we'll approach midnight together. We'll sing a final hymn. It's a brief hymn we're going to conclude with. It's a wonderful hymn. How good, never forget that. How good is the God we adore. Now, do we adore him? The carols that we've been singing, or come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. How good is the God we adore, our faithful, unchangeable friend. His love is as great as his power and knows neither measure nor end. It is Jesus, the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega, whose Spirit shall guide us safe home. We'll praise him for all that is past and trust him for all that's to come. So here we are, 2021 coming to its conclusion. 2022, will we reach 2022? I don't know, because we're still in 2021. Will we? Probably we're going to see it. Can't guarantee even our next breath. But as we move through, we're looking back and we're looking forward. And the hymn writer has said here, we'll praise him for all that is past. Now, can you do that? And we'll trust him for all that's to come. Can you do that? I really believe the key is that we adore him. And I've been a Christian now for 45 years and 4 months. I remember vividly coming to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ in a church service, reluctant to be there. But having prayed, God, if you're real, I really think it's important. I believe it's important. Show me. And everything becoming clear. And the wonder of knowing that Jesus Christ died not just for the world, but he died for me. It became very personal to me. And it's the start of a love story in my heart. Here's the problem, Christian, 45 years. Anybody beat 45 years here? Well, there's a few faces out there. I know you can beat 45 years as a believer. Do you still love him? That's the key. Been a believer for maybe just a few months, have you? Do you love him? Keep that love keen and pure. Of all that I was promised when I became a Christian, it was that I would come into a relationship with God. It's not about stand up, sit down, say your prayers, read this, do that. It's about a relationship with the Creator of the heavens and the earth. It's possible through the work of the Savior, Jesus Christ. None of us merits knowing God. We're his enemies by default. But he can do a work in your heart that changes his enemies into his friends, once his enemy, now seated at his table. I was promised that relationship with him. And you and I have got to strive to keep that relationship real. Experimental Christianity. Do we adore him? If we do, we can praise him for, there's no caveat, there are no brackets. We praise him for all that is past. And we're trusting him. Who else can we trust for all that is to come? In the Old Testament, I mean, this hymn we've just been singing, 664, it looks back to an occasion in 1 Samuel chapter 7 where an Ebenezer is raised. Ebenezer, famous at Christmas time, Ebenezer Scrooge. He's not a very well-named man at that point in his life, but Ebenezer has got a real powerful meaning. Israel had been through a really difficult time, was going through a really difficult time. In chapter 4, the ark has been captured by the Philistines. They keep it for a number of months, and then under God's heavy hand of judgment, they send the ark back into Israel. And the ark eventually comes to rest at the house of Abinadab. And Eleazar is made the priest to care for the ark of God. And it rests there for 20 years. And the Philistines once again get daring and attack the people of God. They attack Israel. And the people cry out to God, and Samuel cries out to God on the behalf of the people. And the Philistines are once again routed. And so Samuel sets up a stone. And it's a stone of remembrance, and it's called Ebenezer. And it really means, so far, hitherto, the Lord has been our strength. And here we are, the start then of a new year, the end of an old year. We look back, and you can think, and I can think, of 2021 and personal situations that we have been brought through. And you will look back as a local church. What has the Lord brought you through? Well, I tell you this, he's brought you through because here you are. And he's brought me through because here I am. And some things I would have chosen, the good things. Other things I would have avoided at all costs, the bad things. Looking back personally and looking back as a church, what is happening in your life? What has happened in the life of this church? Well, as we look back, the pages have all been written on. The pages are full. If you keep a diary, if you don't, there's a diary in your mind, events that stick there, good things, bad things, easy things, hard things, joyful things, and sad things. As I say, some we would have chosen, others we would have avoided. But who is in command? Who is overseeing every situation? Nothing is wasted with God. No experience, no situation, nothing we go through. No mountaintop, no valley, no pool of water, no desert. Nothing, nothing, nothing is a waste. As long as we can see God, we adore him. We raise the Ebenezer. The Israelites were going through a terrible time. The Philistines constantly on the attack. The ark had been captured. It comes back. There's been judgments. But they see God. So far, up to now, the Lord has been our strength. Now, can you say that individually? Do you see Jesus towering over 2021? Or do you see the good things as being God's and the bad things as being the enemy, and there's a duality of things? God is in full control of you as a church and as you as an individual also. Do we see the Lord Jesus Christ? For he is that rock of remembrance. He is that stone of great certainty. And he is the key to seeing that all things work together for good. For who? For those who adore the Lord. How good is the God we adore. May I ask myself again, ask you, the end of 2021, the start of 2022. All that really matters is this: do you adore him? Are you still in love with him? Or is that love on the wane? Kindle it. Keep it warm. Keep things fresh. As you have your quiet time day by day, how easy it is to fall into a rut and a routine. And it's good to have Bible reading aids and plans, but we can become a slave to them and battle through and grit our teeth. What's the objective? To know him. To know him. To encounter him. And in my time of praying, to give him my heart and to encounter him. So I'm looking back and I'm seeing all that he has done. And I'm seeing all the pages filled in. And I'm looking forward then to 2022. And again, as an individual and for you, as a gathered church here. As we look back, the pages are full. As we look forward, the pages are blank. Now, I stepped down from being the pastor of St. Melan's Baptist Church at the first week of September 2021 and went away for 3 months. It became apparent to me just over a year prior to that. It was time to cease to be the pastor of St. Melan's Baptist Church. From my point of view, from the church's point of view, it seemed to me the right thing. Of course, times when I've doubted that, was I doing the right thing? Still the pandemic was going on. Many illnesses in the church. I did say to the elders at one point, I wonder if it's the right thing. I think they wisely said to me, well, you said it. I think you need to see this through. And we came to a conclusion. And I could look back on 21 years of ministry at St. Melan's Baptist Church and all the pages are filled in and the memories, a gift we had at the end. Someone in the church had put together a collage of pictures and messages from church members full of 21 years of faces and experiences. But then looking forward, what was I going to do next? I don't know. I really don't know. Serve the Lord with gladness, an itinerant ministry, no shortage of churches needing people to preach, many without a pastor. I felt it was time to become perhaps more itinerant, things I wanted to write, video ministry I wanted to take up. But I tell you this, the next chapter of my life at the moment is still pretty blank. I don't know what is going to happen. And when it comes to your life in 2022, can you with confidence say what is going to happen? There are things that happen in 2021 for you, totally unexpected. You had no idea. But I tell you, somebody who does know, and you know this is the fact, God is in full control not only of the past, also the present, and also the future, for he is the great I Am. Now, his eternity is staggering. He's not bound by time. I was born, I am living. I will fall asleep in the Lord, and I will enter glory. To me, the date is the 31st of December 2021. What's the date to God right now? Well, it's all dates. He's the great I Am. He's watching me being born, getting married. He's watching me on my deathbed. He inhabits, he dwells in eternity. I look forward. What will be there? I don't know the details, but the themes will be the same. There'll be good things from my point of view. There'll be bad things. There'll be things I would have chosen, things I would have avoided. There'll be difficult things. There'll be easy things, there'll be joyful things, and there will be great sadnesses for you as a church and for you and I as individuals. And the key thing, once again, is to stay focused on him. Not on my circumstances, but on him. He is the great constant reality. If I were to focus on the circumstance, here comes a circumstance, it's something I didn't anticipate, something I would never have chosen, it begins to overwhelm me. If I focus on that circumstance, I'm losing touch and focus on God. Here's something very good that comes along. Maybe I inherit £10 million. I could get very excited about thinking about that. Oh, what would I do? What would you do with 10 million? Could you use £10 million? Anybody use £10 million here? What would you do with it? Think of how you could help your family and your children, your grandchildren. What would you give to the church? What would they do with it? Oh, and that's a very good thing. But if you focus on that, the bad things, the good things, the hard things, the easy things, the joyful things, the sad things, circumstances, focus there, we go astray. And the circumstances are like a roller coaster up and down. But as we move into 2022, keep focused on Him. Do we adore Him? Now, as we come to something of a conclusion, 2022 is approaching. Happy New Year 2022. But here's the great reality. We've hinted at it already. 1 year will be the last ever New Year on planet Earth. And it will usher in a great cry. Happy New Eternity. And what a cry that will be. All right, midnight, just after midnight, the end of the service, how good is the God we adore. We'll sing the hymn, I'll give the benediction, and we'll say, Happy New Year. How many times do you say, Happy New Year? And it's lovely. But one day will be the last day, the last new year. And it will usher in Happy New Eternity. What a cry and what a celebration. As we look back at time on planet Earth, I tell you, everything really will fade apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, His person and His work. And as we look forward into eternity, that happy new eternity, what will it be like? Well, very briefly, now, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. What will it be like? Twice here in these verses, there's a word, behold, that's used. Idu is the Greek word. Have a good look at this. Often translated lo. Lo and behold. A couple of old English words there. We don't often say, oh, behold, or lo. We say, hey, have a good look at this. Stay focused on this. Behold, Idu. Have a good look at this. Look well and be amazed. What will heaven be like? What will this eternity be like? Well, the immediate presence of God. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He shall dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself will be their God. The immediate presence of God. I mean, now we talk about seeking the Lord and seeking Him in His word and seeking Him in prayer and seeking Him in fellowship and seeking Him in the communion. There's a day coming, there'll be no seeking, there'll be knowing. There'll be knowing, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as the waters cover the sea, and the day is coming. What a glorious time that will be. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death. The COVID figures come out every day. And there are 140 on average are dying every day of COVID. They don't mention the other 1,360 who die every day of other situations. Equally tragic death. But there'll come a time. And how many deaths were there in heaven today? None, Lord. And how many the next day? None. And how many this year? None. And how many deaths were there this century? None. And who's sad today? Nobody. Who's sad this year? Nobody. Any sadness, any difficulties? None whatsoever. God wiping away all tears from their eyes. No sorrow, no crying, no more pain. Listen to this. For the former things have passed away. Then He who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. The former things have passed away. Behold, I make all things new. What a glory heaven will be. What will it be like? Well, words fail as it really is another dimension. It is physical, it's spiritual. The Bible uses many pictures and metaphors and similes. It is like, and they grapple. And Paul, it seems, was caught up to the third heaven and caught a glimpse of heaven. And he says, I saw things a man is not permitted to speak about. So when Paul arrived back, if Paul were here this evening, and what was heaven like, Paul? It is inexpressible. Things which we could never really take in until we arrive there. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, it has not entered into the mind of a man what God has got prepared for those who adore him. Do you love him? Stay in love with him. Keep things real. We pass through Christmas time. One of my favourite Christmas readings, we've had the Nine Lessons and Carols service. I think Christmas begins when I listen to carols from Kings on Christmas Eve, and we had our, at St. Mellon's, Nine Lessons and Carols service. I love that service and the readings. There's one reading in particular, it always fills me with an emotional response. It's not in the New Testament, it's in the Gospel of Isaiah, and Isaiah chapter 11. It opens up a glorious chapter. There will arise a shoot from the stump of Jesse. Jesse, the father of David. And Jesus Christ comes from David's line. Who's Jesse? Well, Jesse is David's father. And Jesse was nothing much. He was a bit of a nothing. But he fathered David. And if people wanted to treat David with contempt, they'd call him the son of Jesse, the son of the nobody. Well, from that stump, all the glory of Israel has been cut down by this time when Isaiah's writing. There's only a stump left, but a shoot will come. And it's the Lord Jesus Christ, very God of very God, who becomes one of us. Mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. That's who he is, the God-man. And what will he do? He's come to take away our sin. He's come to take away your biggest problem. Your biggest problem tonight is not COVID and the inoculations. It's not global warming. It's sin. Sin that would sink you to hell. And what is sin? I do things wrong because I am wrong. We sin because we are sinners, and God will judge sinners. And in that list of sins that God will judge, some seem, oh, terrible. Sorcerers, idolaters, the sexual immorality, but all liars. All liars, and who here has not lied? Sin, we sin because we are sinners. And God judges sin. And Christ has come to take away our sin. He lived for me, he died for me, he represented me. He lived a perfect life, the life I could never live. He dies the death that I deserve. He does it for countless millions of people. Wouldn't you adore him? Are you saved yet here tonight? Anybody not saved here? Anybody want to be saved here? Listening online? Sat here in the chapel? I could count you. Anybody not yet saved? Trust in him. Repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. But Isaiah goes on to tell us the effect of the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he pictures a wonderful scene. Animals. Here's a wolf. And here's a lamb, and they lie down together. Here's a leopard, and here's a little kid, goat, and they join the group. Here's a lion, and here's a fatty calf, and they join the group. And then Isaiah says, along comes a little child, and he says, come on, boys, and they get up, and they follow after the little child. What is this? The fireworks are going off. Happy New Year. It's a picture of happy new eternity. Harmony, peace, glory. Things as they're meant to be. Don't you long for such a time? My question is, will you be there? Will you have a happy new eternity, a happy new forever? Or will you be outside? My friend, while you can, while you can. And with this, now we come to a close. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Settle the issue now. Don't worry. Be careful about the Delta and the Omicron. But be consumed and be focused on the Alpha and the Omega. That's what really, really matters. And if you are trusting Christ already, Stay focused on him. Situations will be up and down for you as a church and for you as individuals, but through it all, stay focused on him. To God be the glory. How good is the God we adore, our faithful, unchangeable friend. His love is as great as his power and knows neither measure nor end. Let's stand and sing this great hymn together. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit keep us at the end of the old year, the start of the new year, and then forevermore. To God be the glory, we pray. Amen.